Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Patriots Friday here on WEEI Afternoons. First, I need to apologize to Ted Johnson.
You know what?
Ted Curtis Johnson.
Yes, two S's.
Spell it right on Wikipedia,
Let's
please.
Go Wiki.
I owe you an apology. I was...
For what this time?
Yeah, this one, Fitzy, I don't know if you were with me. A little earlier when Ted Johnson said that the Browns have allowed 30 points per game on the road over the last
three years. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Were you a little dubious, Fitzy? You got to admit you were dubious as well.
No, but they've had a number of games where they've got. I told you the Patriots scored 30 something on them in 2022, 2021. That was like 38-7. These things
Fitzy
happen.
Fitzy knew.
So after we got a text 774. Browns on the road over the last 20 games, 594 points. That equals 29.7 points per game on the road over the last 20 games. So Ted Johnson.
Yep, let's hear it.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I doubted you.
It's okay, bud.
Save that drop.
Yep, it's okay. Thank you for the apology. I accept it.
I'm objective. I tell it like it is. If I see it, I say it. 617-779-7937. Let's go to the phone lines. Our buddy Justin in D.C. What's up, Justin?
Hey, gentlemen. Great show. I think I agree with everything you guys have been saying, that this year is shaping up to be special for the Patriots, kind of like the Commanders last year. And I wanted your take on this. I think they need to go make a blockbuster trade at least one first-round pick, and go get somebody like Max Crosby. And the reasoning is very simple here. You know that Drake May's the guy. And then there are three other quick points. One, you haven't been affected by injuries, which is insanely lucky and not going to continue in perpetuity. Number two, you probably have the weakest schedule in the NFL history. So when you finish first or second next year, you're going to regress. Win-loss-wise, regardless of what you do in the offseason, look at the Texans, look at the Commanders after that big leap. And then the third reason here is you've shown you can beat Josh Allen, and Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow may not make the playoffs. So do you guys think a blockbuster trade can put them in position to maybe get lucky, go into Arrowhead, beat Patrick Mahomes, and get us into the Super Bowl when next year they may not even make the playoffs?
Thanks for the call,
Justin. I like this topic.
That's a good call.
I like this topic. Okay.
So answer him real quick. Blockbuster.
So, you know what? Sorry. You know, it's fun, Justin, to talk about blockbuster trades at the trade down. It ain't going to happen. They're not going to trade away, a high draft pick for a guy that's either going to be signed for a big deal or later up there in age. Teams don't do it. It's very rare. Okay.
Real quick, hold on, 50. I will say this.
Don't look at this season as, you know what, we're still building. Why not? Take a shot. We won the Super Bowl in 2001. The year before, we won five games.
Mm-hmm.
You just never know. This might be your year. Justin laid out all the teams that aren't playing good.
Yep.
You never know. And the thing that he said that is like, I mean, is the injury bug has not plagued this team. And that's the one thing that could really do it. And yet they still stay healthy. I don't know how it goes the whole year that way, but why not see this as an opportunity to, why not go for it? Like, you should be going for it. So I don't think they're going to make a blockbuster trade, but an important move at the trade deadline, I think Fitzy would be favorable.
Yes, a Jalen Phillips type deal, something of that magnitude or size, Ted, probably is more in the realm of reason or likely for the New England Patriots. There was that rumor earlier this week that the Cowboys were trying to find a way to pry Max Crosby away from the Raiders. You already had a great guy and you let him go. But his contract and salary are way more manageable than the deal that Green Bay gave to their guy. So as far as Max Crosby, supposedly the Raiders then had a meeting with him and said, we're not dealing you. You're staying here. But if this guy is sick of being on a losing team every year and wants to force his way out, you've got, you know, just Google his name and Max Crosby comes up in rumors with the Cowboys, the Lions as well. So I'm with you, Ted. There's no reason in the world not to go for it, especially if a potentially game-changing talent like Max Crosby is available.
And I was listening to the pregame right here on WEEI last night, I believe, and our old buddy Ross Tucker was talking about he had talked to some members of both organizations, and there's a belief apparently in the NFL this is going to be a really active trade deadline. There could be a lot of moves made. Now, I don't know if that means, you know, the Trey Hendricksons or the real Max Crosby level deals.
There's about 12 to 15 trades on average made every year.
Could the Patriots make multiple deals though? If we don't think they're going to do like a high end first round pick, could they, you know, add a fourth safety, add a third pass rusher, just give up day three pick type things?
I mean, I can see that, like two small deals.
Yeah, and I almost think that might be good enough given what you're talking about, depth. If you can fill out the depth at a couple different spots, it's not sexy, but then maybe when Harold Landry sprains his ankle, you have a guy that comes in and can play.
It's kind of hard to predict their moves because it's a new regime, right? I mean, we've been able to kind of predict what they were going to do in the past. It's harder to do it this year.
And Mike Vrabel sort of poo-pooed it in a way. He kind of talked about staying the course and long-term, and I'm paraphrasing, but he didn't sound like a guy that was ready to go all in because we're better than we expected.
I wouldn't. I'd just scared as hell of making trades at this point in the season. You don't know what you're getting.
If you get Max Crosby, you know what you're getting. You're getting a high motor, high impact. Like, I guarantee you he's going to help your defense. Like, do you have any questions about Max Crosby? Like,
No, but who'd we trade? The second rounder from the Falcons.
Sanu.
We thought we knew where we were getting there, right?
You didn't.
No?
You did not. Well, yeah, you thought you knew what you were getting, and he thought he was going to be the juice and the squeeze. I've said it before, and he did nothing. He did hurt his ankle, and that was part of the story, but you're right.
Yep.
You know, things can go sideways. They look good on paper, and then all of a sudden you don't have that second-round pick you'd like to have. 617-779-7937. Let's go to our guy, Paulie in Dedham. Hey, what's up, Paulie?
Not today, Jerome. Not today. Paulie's not ready. You had him on hold too long. You had him on hold too long.
Poor Paulie. Yeah. Anyway, it's 5:09:15. It's time for the drive. 16:17 is time for the drive.
It's time to shine, buddy.
This is the drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep.
The top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
So it is a Patriots Friday, and every Patriots Friday here on WEEI Afternoons, we talked to one of the coordinators this week. It was our guy, Josh McDaniels. We asked him, obviously, about Drake May and vibes and various different things, but most importantly, according to the build-up from Ted Johnson, the most important thing to ask him about is Myles Garrett. So here's what Josh McDaniels had to say about facing Myles Garrett. But is there also the importance of running your offense and doing what you do and not going overboard worrying about a guy like Myles Garrett?
I think you have to do both, and that's the trick. You know, whenever you have a player of that quality that's that disruptive and proven over many, many years, and certainly this year, again, how great a player he is. And so you obviously want to stay within the comfort zone of your players and the things that they know how to do best. And at the same time, he deserves every bit of respect and attention relative to how you set up the plan to try to limit the best that you can, the production and the big plays that he's capable of making. So again, that's the attempt whenever you have to deal with players like this. And hopefully we've done a decent job of trying to do that. And we can go out there and execute the best we can on Sunday.
Point him out. Call him out. Where's Myles Garrett? Everybody point. There he is right here. This guy right here. Make sure you know where he's at every time, every play.
Do you worry, though, focusing too much? That was sort of the intent of my question there. And I think there is a balance, right? You can't freak out. The guy's a football player. He's one of 11, right? You play him every week. Now you don't play Myles Garrett every week. Do you worry about thinking too much? And we talked about Drake May in week one. Was he thinking too much? Is this a week where he could be thinking too much about Myles Garrett?
Well, I mean, I guess. But the way you... You know, what you kind of get him out of your brain is just get the ball out of my hands. Like, you got the set height, the ball's in your hands, get it out of your hands fast. So either hand it off or get the ball out and, you know, quick screen game, missiles, whatever, slants, whatever you got to do to get the ball out fast, that is going to be the game plan.
Fitzy,
yeah,
we don't
Yeah, I like that, Ted. I like that idea a lot. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Andy.
I was going to say, we don't need to get into a semantic argument over let down or trap or, but is this a game that fits in one of those monikers, one of those labels? Is this just a, you're the better team, you're the 7-point favorite, show up, and as a former coach used to say, do your job.
This is the... you wanted a challenge, you got it game. You know, they shouldn't have any problem containing the Cleveland offense, even with their awesome defense, you know, not having given up a 60-yard rusher this year, facing off against the latest Derrick Henry wannabe juggernaut, Nick Chubb-esque type runner in Quinshon Judkins. And let's hope, Andy, come Sunday on the Six Rings postgame show, that we're not playing the whole, oh my God, I can't believe the Patriots took the wrong Ohio State running back card. Because if we are, then things went south, and they went south real far, real fast, in the worst way possible. This does have challenge written off. Not trap, not letdown. Challenge, as in, okay, you took advantage of Tennessee. You took advantage of the Saints. You beat the Dolphins. Let's see you go up against a defense that's got real teeth on three levels. And if you can execute your game plan, because we thought Josh McDaniels sounded a little smiley today, then that proves that you guys belong in that postseason, if not postseason run conversation.
Yeah, there was a confidence in Josh's voice. Now, he's a confident guy, I think, by nature. But there was a little, and the Twitch chat picked up on it too, Fitzy, when we were talking to Josh. And we used to call it the hay is in the barn, Bill. Mm-hmm. Sometimes Bill would come to the podium on a Friday, and it felt like, oh, he's even more arrogant and confident
this
week.
You could just tell. Like,
he's ready to lay it to somebody. There was a little bit of that with Josh today, which is interesting, going up against their biggest challenge, like the biggest, best defense they
face. You know what,
face.
Though? It's like he dusts off that game plan. Let's see. The Texans played the Patriots 2012, J.J. Watt, 2014. What do we do?
Oh, yep.
Let's use that game plan because it worked. You know what? He has an idea of how you neutralize a player like Myles Garrett.
So what about the flip side of the operation? We can poo-poo the Browns offense and poo-poo Dylan Gabriel. He's only been there a couple weeks. I looked at a list. It was the lowest rated quarterbacks this year for the whole season. And on that list was like Bryce Young, Spencer Rattler, Cam Ward. And I'm like, yeah, we saw that in the second half of games, but in the first half of games, they all moved the ball. They all did good things against the Patriots, right? Mm-hmm. So why can't Dylan Gabriel add his name at least to that early part of the list? Like these starts and the...
Yeah, let him go down for 80 yards, you know, 12 plays, score a touchdown, and then be suffocated the rest
like
of the game.
That idea.
But it is. I mean, those guys, I mean, golly, those are some bad quarterbacks. The Patriots...
But they moved the ball.
You're right.
Early.
Right. But they either forced them to turn over or they held up in the gray area or had the red zone.
Double score and kind
or
of
the double score.
Flipped the game.
But the defense, it is weird, Fitzy, how this Patriots defense kind of like just teams. I mean, Carolina went right down and scored on them the first drive. Like
Tennessee.
Yeah.
Two drives in a row, Ted. It was 10-3.
Yep.
And Andy and I opened the postgame show happy that the Patriots had won, happy that Drake May's bell was not rung too hard, but asking ourselves if we were in the wrong to wonder at the end of the first quarter, all right, which one of these two teams over here just fired their coach and which one has a chance at the number one seed in the AFC? Because it was like they had switched uniforms. Then the right things bore out. And as far as Cleveland goes, it's real simple. You have Jerry Jeudy. You have Quinshon Judkins. Okay. And then
Njoku.
He's a little banged up right now, but I was going to say on the tight end front, he might play. He did not play last week. He's questionable this week, but they have this kid, this rookie who
Hannon?
Some people, Harold Fannin Jr. This kid is a target monster. And like, he had, like, Andy, what is it? Like, I had like 130 receptions last year at Bowling Green. He's crushing it this year.
Yeah, he leads the team in receptions.
Oh, yeah, he does. And, you know, I'm not totally set that the middle of the Patriots defense in the passing game is ready to shut everybody down. We've seen some linebackers chasing at times. We've seen some miscommunications with the safeties. Kyle Duggar isn't going to be out there, but I think Hawkins is going to be back. So you got some moving pieces week to week here. I haven't reached the point with the defense that I'm ready to say, oh, yeah, Dylan Gabriel's got no chance.
I get it. Maybe just line everybody up, take down, and just slap them, and everybody gets a slap to the face before they go out there.
Who was that, John Henderson?
Yeah.
Used to do it with the Jags.
Let's go. Before they go run out to take the field, just...
Maybe you can do it.
I would go up there and slap them all.
Good publicity for the show. Yeah, if you're down on the field, just slapping
that,
Patriots defenders before they go on the field. We have a little... We're going to use it. We don't use it often enough. We got a little breaking news here for the Boston Red Sox.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program.
This is breaking news. Breaking news on WEEI is presented by the BetMGM Network. For all your betting needs, check out the newly rebranded BetMGM Network on the Odyssey app or locally on WEEI AM 850.
So last we heard and saw Jason Veritek, he was on the Greg Hill Show in studio, brought donuts for Coco, and he was kind of singing for his supper. He said he had a meeting later that day. He was supposed to talk to Craig Breslow, didn't have a deal. Would he be back? So Dan Ball, what do we got?
Yeah, confirmed as per Nesson, Andy. Jason Veritek has agreed to return to the Red Sox coaching staff in 2026 per multiple reports. Right now, it is reportedly a multi-year deal. We don't know the exact length or term dollar amount, anything like that, but at least for 2026, Jason Veritek is back.
Also means he didn't get the Giants job because they gave it to the Tennessee head coach and the guy went from college to the Giants.
What's his official title, Veritek?
Smart guy, captain, leader.
Okay. All right. I have no idea.
I'm sorry, Andy. Is it executive smart guy, captain, leader person?
That's what he got bumped up to, actually, with this new deal. He added executive. Dan Ball, you got his exact title back there.
Game planning coordinator and catching coach.
Oh, perfect. Well, not perfect. Could you tell Narvaez to stop doing the thing where he sticks his glove way out and gets catcher's interference 800 times?
No, that's a computer that is telling Carlos Narvaez to do that.
No, we're not going to diminish all these guys and say it's all computers doing their work.
It's legitimately an algorithm that tells him to put a glove at a certain spot, Andy.
It's a stupid algorithm, then.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just telling you that the math tells you steal X amount of strikes if you move your glove up.
I don't really understand that either. Like, stealing, like, why do I have to get it in the path of the swing to steal the strike? Like, I don't really get
because
how that works.
it's a strike if you catch it here versus if you catch it here, right?
You know? But I don't think that happens often enough to warrant the 8 times. Is that the number, or did it go up from there? I believe it was 8 for the catcher's interference. And
Cora loves, I mean, he talks about how good of a framer he is. He's an excellent framer.
Well, that's the other thing I don't like. They don't frame him anymore. They move him. Frame him was the old days where, like a picture frame, it's on the wall. You hold it there. It literally just stays. Now framing is pulling it across back into the zone. How dumb are these umps?
It's so subtle. They don't see it.
A lot of these guys are not subtle. They're pretty exaggerated. Uh-huh. If I was an umpire, if I saw you move it that much, I'd assume you moved it because it wasn't a strike, and I wouldn't call it. And you don't have your little tap your head ABS yet.
How many of these guys can actually see the ball completely as it's coming
in? I can see that 95-mile-an-hour fastball.
Like, you really think they can see a Mason Miller 103-mile-an-hour fastball versus, I see the glove.
Have you ever stood behind? I have. I swear to you.
The bragging is out of control today, Ted.
I have stood behind a catcher who's got a pitcher throwing a 95-mile-an-hour. It is the scariest thing you've ever experienced.
Yeah, I know.
And you think you would see it, like you'd be, oh, it's so obvious. No, it's not.
Ted, for me, Jerome Bettis running at me would be the scariest thing I'd ever seen. Was it scary to you?
No, it was different. Different story.
No, that was your job. The umpire's job is to stand there and see 100-mile-an-hour fastball.
All right, that's fair.
And he moved his way up from high school to college, where it went from 70 to 80 to 90 to 100.
All right.
Yeah, but a lot of these guys started when it was, 92-mile-an-hour fastballs, not what it is today.
I don't even know how we got off on this little tangent, but let's get back on track here on the drive. We got to get to Ted Johnson, who was boots on the ground, Ted.
Yeah.
At the Garden last night.
I was.
To see that scintillating Bruins game where they showed fight and effort and resiliency, and they came back. And then they lost. What'd you think in the house?
I thought the Ducks uniforms were ugly. really ugly. Did it just,
that's what I pay you for?
That's, I just thought, I don't know what you did. If you guys, there were guys that I was with that thought they were the really good, you know,
I love orange. I like their
like
home
that
ones
color
better.
Orange.
Oh, yeah. Their home ones are sweet.
Okay.
I might ask for one for Christmas for my kids.
All I know is when I left the Garden, we were winning. And then when I walked to my car and got in the car, we were down by 2 goals. It happened that fast.
Well, see, what they Brutal. Do is they score goals, and then according to Dan Ball, they celebrate a lot, and then they don't pay attention to keeping the other team from then matching that score.
I'll be honest, I was there, but I wasn't paying too close attention. But what I did notice was I felt like we were turning the ball over in our own zone a lot. Was that?
Puck,
I mean, the ball, the puck. We were turning the puck over a lot in our own zone. Was that a fair?
Yeah.
Was the goalie the problem last night, or was the defense in front of the goalie the problem?
Yes.
Yeah, a little bit. That blame pie could be served up to everybody. Korpisalo didn't have a good night, but yeah, the defense has not been good clearing the lanes in front of them, for sure.
Yeah, no, they're a little bit of a mess, and we played the audio earlier. Actually, let's run it again, because it is so sad that it's entertaining. If we're going to mock Tua and Mike McDaniel and people like that from afar, I think we just have to be consistent and air our own dirty laundry here in town. The Bruins are broken players.
Letting in 6 goals, 7 in total, I'm embarrassed. We should all be.
Just not being ready, I guess. I mean, it happens every game, it seems, and our coaches prepare us with everything we need for the game, and I mean, it's just embarrassing to fans, to everybody. I mean, it's just like everything's poor. I mean, each guy's, I mean, myself included, got to look in the mirror and decide, you know, what we want to do and how we want this year to go. And
right, this is devastating, the way we're losing these games. It's just, it's killing us. We're fighting so hard, and we just can't stop beating ourselves. So it's pretty defeating right now.
I mean, it's embarrassing. It's not how we want to play and how we should play. We got to find a way to shut it down because before it gets too late.
Didn't know Eeyore played for the Bruins.
Wow. No kidding.
Wow, there's a lot of voices there, all pretty much saying the same thing.
Yeah, they had a little Walker Buehler to them.
Where the dejection comes from? Is
losing.
Losing, but they fight back and never. They haven't been rewarded once for fighting back. They've always fought back, but it's never been enough to win the game.
And at some point, you stop fighting back.
Right.
And then you're just losers. And then you turn into what Razor was talking about yesterday. Those are 7-1 losses where it just spirals out of control.
Sell it off. Let's go.
I know you're sensitive to this word, Ted, but are they at a season crossroads?
You know what? I think that's on the table. I think a full dismantling is selling off Charlie, you know, Swayman.
I mean,
maybe Dan? Pasta. Maybe
I'm not into that.
You got to start considering. What do you mean?
No. I don't want to go down. I didn't like that road.
What are you talking about?
That's
everything.
Well, Pasta's the present and the future. You need some star power.
Make a case.
McAvoy I'm fine with because he stinks. Stinks may be strong.
Okay, I said maybe Pasta. Just focus on McAvoy and Swayman.
Okay.
Can we get rid of those guys?
Yes. Well, probably. I'm not sure. Can we think about getting rid? Does anybody want?
Do we think they have any chance this season based on what we've seen this far?
No. Dan Ball is now monitoring Penn State for the number 1 overall pick, where they're going to take Gavin McKenna.
They take on Stonehill at 7:00. Big Ten Plus. Make sure you have
Stonehill
it.
Versus Penn State.
But even then, he's sucking for like what has Connor Bedard done for the Blackhawks? Like, I mean. I don't know. It takes so. It's you say we want to have a quick turnaround. It's like turning this big ocean liner. It takes years to turn it around. But you got to start the process sometime. It might be now.
I don't know who's going to want Swayman in the first place with that long contract and all the money he's owed. McAvoy, like we said, that's a diminished asset now. Like, it's damaged for sure. He's not worth half what you would probably get back for him from 2 years ago. And if you trade Pasta, like, you are just basically telling Bruins fans, see in 5 years, the Garden will be half full.
Well, I think that's, I don't know. It's just, what's the point of having Pasta around when you're going to be losing? I don't know.
Yes, Dan Ball.
Plus, to borrow Teddy's analogy, you have a captain who's looking at the iceberg going, what iceberg? There's no iceberg there.
Right? See?
Exactly. I am my guy, Marco Sturm, I'm starting to feel bad for.
Oh, boy.
I think he was remember that first?
He was. Oh, the puck they gave him.
He was so excited.
The first of many.
Smiling, and I'm behind these guys, and it's all awesome. And then at some point he realized we're not awesome. In fact, we're not even
good. I mean, let's go up one more level. What about Cam and
You might as well yell at clouds.
All right.
You just what's your accept the things you can't change? Change prayer,
yeah, the
thing?
Serenity prayer.
Yeah, the serenity prayer.
Just say
prayer.
The serenity prayer.
Cam Neely, Don Sweeney, gotcha. Accept them. Everything right. below them, you can, you know, dream about trades and firings and hirings, mm. but don't.
Oh, then you're not going to fix anything. Cool. Awesome.
Wow, this segment really took a
no,
negative
but am
spin.
I wrong? Am I wrong that yeah. that Teddy, you're right. The if you're not going to change what's put this roster together, you're not going to change the roster in a positive way.
Right.
It's just they're not capable of building a roster that.
Well, we've talked about Don Sweeney being good at the trade deadline, making some good trades. That drafting, you've brought up drafting since 2020-21. 29 players haven't played for this team. Like, that whole thing.
I was told I was cherry-picking by Razor yesterday, too.
That's for you and Razor to take up. I told you, do a little research and have a retort for next week when he's in studio. But, you know, this team has, under this leadership, won games. And they have had good teams. And they have gone
regular
deep.
Season, yeah, for sure.
Well, they've made a little bit of a playoff run. Like, well, Neely in particular. Like, they've had some success. So it's not like saying they've never, like, this is Matt Millen with the Detroit Lions where he just keeps drafting wide receivers in the top five and it's never going to go anywhere.
That worked out.
Like,
my God,
he had no track record. Cam Neely has a little bit more of a track record of building a team or helping to build a team.
I just don't know how many of those pieces that actually got you to where you went. To your point, they had a lot of success, got to the cup against the Blues and, you know, should have beat the Panthers, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
I just don't think those two should be credited with a lot of the players that led to that success.
Okay, well, unfortunately, we're going to have a long time this season, I think, to have these types of discussions because
lots.
This team is trending in the wrong direction. Six in a row. Ted was there, didn't like the Ducks uniforms. Mm-hmm. I love them. Their home ones are even better, Ted. So if you see on ESPN a home Anaheim game,
I'll check
it out. They also have the best mask giveaway in all of hockey. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's Friday afternoon. Last week, the pick six, we were this close. We were one game away. This is the week we give you our pick six. I bet it, and I make a boatload of money. That's up next here on WE.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
EI. Coming down the home stretch here on WEEI Afternoons, listening to Fitzy sing in the background of whatever this song is.
That is Heat of the Moment by one of the greatest supergroups of all time, Asia.
Asia, yeah, good call.
Teddy, can you name another Asia song?
Oh, gosh, I can't, dang it. I don't.
First three songs on that on their first album, Asia, all three are absolute bangers.
Why didn't you ask me?
Yeah, Andy.
Exactly. heat of the moment. Only time will tell. Yeah. And Soul Survivor.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, those were you had Night Ranger back then. Yeah, REO Speedwagon back then. You know,
was there a run of Geographic like bands?
Yes, the band Yes.
Africa Toto. Yes.
Oh, that was
but like
crazy.
Boston, Chicago. I feel like is that in the same time frame? Were they all?
Oh yeah.
Is that like a
LA,
trend?
The LA Dolls.
The thing about, you know, Boston only had like two or three albums, right? They were
one of the top five debut albums of all time, though. Third Stage. Yeah, come on. Now.
Hope that was a rhetorical question. How the hell would I know?
Yeah, I was just wanted to hear myself talk.
don't ask me music questions.
Real quick, can I just give you a little follow-up to my Taylor Knox Carlsbad High School?
Yeah, let's make it quick.
Real quick, so it says his years active, 1993 to present. So when you're a surfer, I guess you just never really retire.
Well, yeah.
You just keep surfing, baby.
I don't think you can get a walker on a surfboard.
His stance was a regular foot, so was regular foot his left foot forward, right?
I have no idea.
Goofier regular foot, you know that expression, right?
I've heard it. I don't know exactly what each means.
Do you guys know if you're goofier or regular? Do you know?
Mm-mm.
So when you get on a skateboard, what foot do you put in front of the? Is it the left foot you put in front or the right foot?
Mm.
It was the last time you were on a skateboard, Dan?
Jeez, yeah, I don't even know. I'd have to step on one right now to tell you.
When you water ski, do you put the left foot front on the front or the right foot?
You lost me at when you water ski.
Okay, wow, you guys don't know anything. Right.
Slalom skiing you're talking about?
Yes, slalom ski.
Yeah.
One ski.
Definitely would be left foot forward for me. That
so
I can
then
answer.
You're regular footed.
I'm regular footed.
You're regular footed.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, right foot footed would be goofy. Yeah.
I don't want to be goofy. I want to be regular.
All right, we're done with that. Okay,
now it's time for the pick six.
A pick six!
He's picked! Touchdown on a pick six.
Jones with the pick six.
And he flips the game.
All right, boys, we're coming off by far our best week in week 7. 5-1 record. Congratulations, by the way, Teddy. We didn't get to talk to you on this, but you moved to 6-1.
6-1?
On the season with your pick.
Really?
Yeah, I know. Surprising the hell out of you.
All right, this fake humility. Enough with it. I liked the cocky guy who said baseball was his real sport.
We are within a perfect week of moving back to 500 at 18-24.
Want to clarify.
Go ahead.
And even the
loss. I was done. Go ahead.
The loss was a win. We just didn't cover.
Yes.
So we didn't pick a single loser last week, which is a huge step up for us. Huge step up for us.
Absolutely. But the point of this is picking against the spread, so we went 5-1 last week. But we're going to try to clean that up and go a perfect 6-0 to win the Andy Hart Memorial Bank Account Parlay this week. And we begin with Andy Hart and his pick for week 8.
So if this were hockey, I think I'd pick against the Bruins, and that would be my selection for the puck six if we were doing one of those.
Usually safe.
Just pick against bad teams.
Six. I like it.
And the Dolphins are toast. We've seen Tua. We've seen Mike McDaniel. And I do think the Falcons might be getting a little something going. As Fitzy said, it's always good to start with superstars, and Bijan Robinson is a superstar in the making. Drake London, Michael Penix, like their defense isn't terrible. Like, I'm kind of feeling what they're doing with the Falcons, so I'll lay those 7.5 points against the dismal Dolphins.
All right, Nick Fitzy Stevens.
Okay, so last weekend, the New England Patriots went on the road and won by 18 points in the house of the Tennessee Titans. First week of Mike McCoy, interim coach. Week 2, now they can settle into being even more worse because they don't get the new interim coach bump. And they're going up against the best team in the AFC right now, who we can't keep betting against because they've proven they're kind of the best team in the AFC. They just beat the Chargers by 14 last week. Give me an extra half point win this week. I'll take the Colts giving 14.5 against the Titans.
Whoa,
that's a gutsy, large spread to give, boys. I know.
Dude, I wonder when the last time the Colts have been favored for that by that much.
I don't love
by
it.
A college amount of points.
You're picking Daniel Jones.
Yeah, man.
Daniel Jones.
They did you beat see the his Chargers numbers? Last week by 14 in L.A., Andy.
I know,
let's
but
look
I
at Daniel Jones'
get
numbers.
It out
They're
of my
insane.
Head that he's still Daniel Jones.
You know what?
The 32nd ranked rush defense has to go up against Jonathan Davis. If you have him in fantasy, bench the rest of your team. You'll still win this week.
He's averaging 255 yards a game.
I know. You ever see Cinderella? And the clock strikes midnight and everything goes sideways.
Yeah.
The clock is ticking in Indy. I'm worried.
Well, hopefully it doesn't strike midnight for at least one more week because that's a key part of our parlay. Teddy, your pick.
Okay, bud. So, you know, I'm a little lazy. Sorry, guys, on this one. I got the Chiefs over the Commanders. I don't know why, other than I just feel like the Chiefs are heating up, baby. The Chiefs are heating up. The Chiefs get 12 and or no, the Commanders get 12 and a half points.
Jeez, we're laying points.
A lot
like
of points
we're
laying.
Christmas.
A lot of points. But there's we've been the ones the games that I picked where they're laying points, they've worked out. So I'm gonna take I just think I don't know, the Commanders are a little kind of in a weird place right now, 3-4, and the Chiefs are starting to find their rhythm, their best receivers back, so I got the Chiefs in this one.
No Jaden Daniels.
That's what I was trying to figure out. What is it? Why did I pick
Mariota's already got one win this year, though, right?
He does.
And that's thank you. That's what it was. Mariota's starting this game. Please.
And is that a primetime game?
Monday Night Football.
Oh, I'm worried because somebody gave me the info that like the underdog is doing really well in the standalone and the prime.
Do you trust the somebody?
Yes.
Oh.
Or do you trust
they work for a gambling?
Do you
company.
Trust? Do you trust the 6-1 guy? The 6-1 record?
No,
guy?
I do not.
Okay.
Because the 6-1 record guy, half those wins were games he didn't actually want to pick. He picked his fourth option.
Oh wow. My God! Here we go. Okay. No playing the victim and the quiz was Stiz and the pick
Thank
six.
You.
All
Thank
right.
You.
So we got Falcons, Colts, and Chiefs in front of the microphones behind the glass. Boys, Brian has the Bills -7 against the Carolina Panthers. Stiz has the Stiz who is off at a wedding, by the way, and we'll be back on Monday. Eagles -7.5 against the New York, recently fined by the NFL Giants. And I have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, injured as they may be, taking on the Saints, and they are 4.5-point favorites. So we love Ted Johnson on this show, and for that game, we love Tez Johnson as well.
Yes.
So our parlay, Falcons, Colts, Chiefs, Bucks, Eagles, and Bills +48.69 are the odds.
Nice.
Andy Hart's $2 wins $99.38.
I got to ask a question, though. Does Stiz want a chance to pick a new team now that A.J. Brown has already been ruled out?
I can confirm that. I don't know if the graphic's up already, but we'll
Too
ask him.
Well,
and I don't know how many beers he
locked
is in the bag, so I don't know if he'd be able to pick one either.
Do you guys
way.
Like the look of this? Because I'm just looking at this, and you put it in the show rundown. Mm-hmm. The lowest number that we're laying is 4.5 points. Like it's 4.5, 7, 7.5, 12.5, 14.5.
Does anything make sense this year?
No.
Maybe that's the answer.
Our normal strategy has not been working at all.
Also a good point, so maybe this is the one that actually works, and I do appreciate you don't just include the $10 wins X number of dollars. You're now including us little betters, the little two-pack. The little $2 means me $99.38, almost $100, baby. That would be nice. Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, we bring an end to the week. We're going to put our money where our mouth is in terms of the team we're supposed to know best, the New England Patriots. Our Patriots picks up next here on Odds and Ends.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure.
or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
WEEI.
We don't have
Can we put a pin into that conversation?
We'll put a pin in that conversation. One of the dumbest I ever took part in, but was entertaining.
It was really good, I thought.
It can be dumb summer. And entertaining.
For a summer segment?
Yeah, that was an interesting conversation. Sorry, Dan Ball, you'll have to wait till we talk about it on air, and then you can take part. Don't give me that face.
Yeah, real quick, just a teaser. It was either basically, would you rather live in a minimum security prison the rest of your life, or live in the real world knowing that you might get a bullet in the back of your head at any moment?
Oh, okay. I'm glad I missed that one.
Time now for Odds and Ends here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. Also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K. So we need to make our picks for this challenging game, even though you're a 7-point favorite. So I don't know if Vegas thinks it's as challenging as our rhetoric has sort of described it over the course of the week. But Patriots will host the Cleveland Browns, who give up a lot of points on the road at Gillette Stadium on Sunday. The Patriots aren't great at home, so something's got to give in that area, theoretically. I will start. I didn't know the whole give up a lot of points on the road thing, but I'm not changing my pick. I'm sticking with what I texted in. I actually do think this is going to be a little bit of a dogfight, you know, rock fight, whatever you want to call it. I did place a small bet, $2, on Drake May to have his first interception in a while. I think he has a turnover. I think the concern is what you brought up, Myles Garrett, against young guys, against a questionable offensive line, against Jared Wilson. But I think the Patriots score enough points. I don't think they're going to give up points to Dylan Gabriel, maybe one drive. But that's not going to lose this game. So I'm going with a ugly score for maybe will be a little bit of an ugly game. 19-13 Patriots. They do not cover. They do not cover.
How do you come up with 19?
Well, you get
that's interesting.
16 and you add three, or you get
four field goals and a touchdown.
I don't know,
you could be a late score and you're like, I'm going to go for two.
You don't see 19 very often, but you're right.
You know, yeah. Right. It's nothing.
Fair enough.
Don't overthink it.
All right. Right.
All right, Ted, your pick.
Okay, so I got the Patriots in this one, all right? And I got the Patriots winning 27-14.
You feeling pretty comfortable?
Well, I don't know. How did I do last week? I
mean, you're Bill Belichick last 25 years.
I
thought you were better than that.
My score was almost pretty much dead on in that game last week, too. But I don't think it was. You know what? So the Patriots, please, let's go. I mean, this is their legit AFC contender. They're going to play like it. I think they're going to win this game pretty comfortably. I don't know. 14 points to the Browns almost seems like too much, but that's what I'm going to give them. The Patriots cruising this one, bro. They keep their running game going. They keep Drake May protected by getting the ball out fast with a lot of screens, draws, quick game. And that's it's going to be a pretty kind of a boring game by the middle of the third quarter.
Fitzgerald.
All right, I got it a little tighter to start off. I got it pretty much tied up. Patriots get the lead 16-13 with a nice long field goal from Borregales. Turnover finally from Dylan Gabriel, maybe a Quinshon Judkins fumble. The defense makes a play. Patriots drive it in for the touchdown. Your final, Patriots 23, Frownies 13. They cover.
Another victory. We are homers all. Dan Brown.
Who?
I mean, Dan Ball.
Man, I was going to say, for a name you say 100 times, I'm surprised.
I saw Browns on a thing, and then Dan Brown's an author, and he's got a new book. And you know my brain doesn't work right sometimes.
Fair enough. I'll get to my picks. on behalf of the Behind the Glass boys, so Brian has an ass-kicking for the Patriots, 24-10. He has them winning. I also have the Patriots winning. I, of course, knew that opposing on-the-road points stat that Ted shared before he shared it. So I have 28-17 Pats, but this is the one deviation.
What?
Stiz. Stan Bruno. Patriots Homer Honk, or so we thought, has the Browns prevailing.
What?
At Gillette, 24-21, your final.
Tell him to stay at the wedding.
Of course he's not here to defend that terrible pick. But
he
okay.
texted in a Browns victory.
I know.
Wow, he's the guy that breaks it. You know how they're always worried on the national games when they're making their picks and all the logos, they're like, we need somebody to break it. It never works if everybody picks. Well, he broke it for us. So
all right.
That means we can all be right and he can be wrong, but we weren't unanimous. All right, that's going to do it for WEEI Afternoons this week. It was a fun week. Appreciate you joining us. We will be back on Monday, a Patriots Monday, Drake May. That means another segment of May or May Not, where we get to know the Patriots quarterback a little bit better. Stick around for the Christian Arcan show.
Here he comes.
3 hours of Christian Arcan talking Hi-Li, if it's base. 1 hour of Christian Arcan talking Hi-Li leading into the World Series at 7 o'clock. I forgot. Red Sox aren't in it. Who cares? Dodgers are going to win. Blah, blah, blah. But see if he can squeeze in a little Hi-Li talk. I heard that last night. I truly enjoyed it. We'll be back on Monday. Patriots Monday. Enjoy the Patriots game. Have a good weekend. See ya.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.